God's word for our consideration this morning is the last book of the Old Testament, of Malachi. Malachi is predicting many things to happen. And then he says, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them, as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve God." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about our victory parade, and I want you to think about celebrations. Celebrations that we have. Celebrations of birthdays. Celebrations of anniversaries. Celebrations of victories. Gosh, we went on Friday night, we went up to the, well, it's not the Excel Center anymore. Well, I'm still going to refer to the Excel Center because that other name is too long. But anyway, we went up there to watch a hockey game. But before the hockey game was the celebration. The women of Minnesota Frost had won the Walter Cup 2 years in a row. So they were celebrating. And they were raising a banner high in the lofts of that arena. Two championship banners are there. 2024 championship that Minnesota won under Minnesota. And then 2025 banner that they won as the Minnesota Frost. A victory. A celebration of joy surrounding all these young ladies who won trophies. Celebrations. We see them all the time. The winner of the NFL championship stands up there and hoists the Lombardi trophy. World champions in baseball, I can't remember what the name of the trophy is, but they lift that high in joy. It's amazing what our world goes through, isn't it? Celebrations of joy abound, and celebrations of other things. This last summer, or last September, when we took our trip out east, we stopped in Canton, Ohio, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And we walked through that Hall of Fame looking at the trophies, the men who won the trophies, the busts of men in the Hall of Fame, and the huge, huge rings surrounded by diamonds. Such a celebration was won by each and every one of them. We too join in celebration today, not because we've been given a world championship ring or world championship trophy, or we're able to raise the championship banner, but we've been given the celebration of the one and only Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Lord gathers us together today because traditionally, you know, we call this, I think this is probably the 25th Sunday after the Feast of Pentecost, or it's the last Sunday in the church year. I like to be traditional, because traditionally it's been called Christ the King Sunday. I like to call it Christ the King Sunday because this is our celebration of the King who has been with us in thought, word, and deed. The King that was with us at Bethlehem, born as a babe in the manger. The King who was sacrificed for us on the cross, on Calvary. And that's why you heard the words of the gospel today from St. Luke, of Jesus being crucified, and the thieves railing against him. One thief says, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Such a celebration, even though Jesus was hanging on the cross and dying on the cross. He celebrates with us his life. But as we celebrate his joy of resurrection, we also celebrate what he has given us. That he has given us eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. He has given each and every one of us the gift of that eternal life. And so we raise our voices. We raise our voices on high and celebrate with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he has given us. He has given us joy in the creation, creating us as his children, creating us with lungs that breathe, hearts that beat, mouths that sing, eyes that see. He has given us our bodies. More importantly, he has given us life and a reason to praise him, a reason to give him thanks and praise, because he sacrificed himself for us to give little old me eternal life, to give little old me forgiveness of sins, to give little old me joy in coming to worship each and every day that we gather, to give joy to little old me to know that I am special in his kingdom, just like you are special in his kingdom. And you are so special in his kingdom that not only did he raise Jesus from the dead, but he implanted the Holy Spirit into your hearts and lives through holy baptism to claim you as his child, to give you that Holy Spirit to lift you up and encourage you in your earthly life. Because we know as people, we are going to face challenges in our life. We're going to face those times of joy, of gathering together in weddings and anniversaries and baptisms and confirmations and all those kinds of joyous occasions. We also know that we're going to join together with our families in desperate times. Times that see hearts that need to be fixed, bones that need to be fixed, lives that need to be restored. And ultimately, when we surround our loved ones as they are being called home to eternal life with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because we know that none of us, not one of us here is going to live on this earth eternally. Not one of us here is going to see 120 years of life on this earth. I think I'm pretty safe to say that. Yes, we know people who have entered their life after 100. We know those people personally. But I'm pretty safe to say that not one of us is going to live past those years. And yet, we're filled with joy. We're filled with joy on this day, knowing that Christ has given us eternal life. And he is the one that is the champion. He's the one that broke all the realms of the devil and all his minions. And he has given us that eternal life. And we join in joy. There's some days that are not joyful. There's some times when we're not joyful. We're not joyful that our church is not growing. Do you know the God of grace and glory and the Lord Jesus Christ knows that? And he's going to grow this church in his time and according to his grace and his mercy, because he uses you. He uses you as his instrument, because he has said, I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine now. And being my children, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, I now bestow upon you the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You may have the same gifts as anyone else here, but you are also unique because of that champion, Jesus Christ. And you all have different kinds of gifts to be used in the building up of the kingdom, the building up of his church. Though we are small, yet we are great. Though we are named, we are also not normal, because we gather together to hear his word, to pray and praise him. Because you know, worship service is a two-way street. It's a two-way street. I used to hear from some people, you know, Pastor, it just doesn't do me any good to come to church. And I used to be frail and not answer them. But the answer is, why not? Because church is for all of us. And worship is a two-way street. We hear him, and yet we send our praises and our prayers to his throne of grace. And remember what prayer is. That he's going to answer all of our prayers. But he's not going to answer them in our time. And he's not going to answer them when we want them. When he wants them. He's going to answer all of our prayers in his time. And according to his good and gracious will and testament. So today we come here. And we come to celebrate. We come with joy, knowing that Jesus was sacrificed for us. Knowing that he gave his life for us. So I want to share with you a special verse, because as Jesus sacrificed himself for each of us, he gave us that eternal life, forgiveness of sins, and all the good gifts that come with it. And so I have this all memorized, you know, but rather than try to do it from memory and follow up the word of scripture, I thought I would just read it from chapter 2 of Galatians, the 20th verse. And here is what Paul writes. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. This is that God bringing you here to give God thanks and praise for Jesus Christ, your Lord, your Savior, who says that he died for you and rose again to give you everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. This is what we celebrate each and every day of our lives. In Christ's holy name, amen.